Working on skills. Exercise 3.
1. And so you think that technology isn't always a good thing, as young people rely too much on it, don't you?
Absolutely. All those devices you can't live without are making them lazier and lazier. Take my teenage grandchildren, for example. They can't even do simple maths calculations without a calculator. They spend hours and hours sitting at the computer to chat or hook to their mobiles to exchange messages with their friends instead of chatting with them face to face. Forget conversations around the dinner table. As soon as they take a seat, they immediately pull out their smartphones and continue to check them throughout the meal. And have you seen how many toddlers in strollers play with a digital device? Their parents' one, or perhaps even their own.
2. Do you think I can edit my videos online using YouTube's editor? Of course you can, but this device is only practical for short clips. I mean, an entire holiday video will be far too large, and you'll need a ton of resources to properly edit it in the cloud. Yeah, you're right. It's much simpler and slicker to carry out this kind of work on your PC. It has more memory and processing power for this task. 3. So, Helen, you mean that most technology developed for space missions is now useful on Earth?
Absolutely. For example, digital clocks apply the technology used by NASA in their early space programs. Also, laptops, trainers are made using technology tested by astronauts.
That's amazing.
If your listeners are interested in space technology and missions, NASA offers a new online library that includes a vast cosmic collection of audio clips from the last 100 years. This means you can view and download stunning photos of Saturn and Mars, see Neil Armstrong, the Milky Way, and phenomena such as the Northern Lights and solar flares. It's copyright free.
Fantastic.
If you want to download the files, there's a variety of resolutions on offer, and NASA says you can freely embed them in your own websites and projects. There's also a mobile version you can browse on the go.
That sounds quite useful for students, doesn't it?
Yeah. As a space-based resource, I think that this new online library is out of this world. It really is fantastic.
4.
Hello, computer world. My name's Jenny. How can I help you?
Good morning. It's James Elliott from Computers and Computers. Can I speak to Mr. Carter, please?
Sure. Please hold on. I'm putting you through.
Good morning, Mr. Elliott. How are you? We met at the London Computer Fair last November, didn't we?
Yes, you're right. We attended the same workshop. I'm calling you personally because I'd like very much to invite you to attend the presentation of our latest Ultrabooks at our premises in London Road.
I'd be glad to come. When would that be?
In 2 weeks, just about. It's on a week next Friday. 5.
Excuse me, Mr. Hopkins, could I have a word with you?
Yes, of course. Please follow me into my office. So, what did you want to tell me, Helen?
I wonder if I could have Wednesday off. Would it be all right with you?
Wednesday? Helen, don't you remember that we've got a video conference with our partners in Berlin? By the way, is our annual sales report ready?